Joyce Banks' People First Podcast, Episode 5. Hi, and thanks for joining us for Joyce Banks' People First Podcast. Every year, we sift through hundreds of stories, all featuring the wonderful things that happen when our team members put people first. We've selected a few of our favorites and turned them into podcasts, and we're so excited to share this one with you. Keep listening. In a way, working in customer service is kind of like being part of a short story. You are, indirectly, a small part of every customer's life, even if just for a moment, with a series of glimpses into the life of a stranger. And sometimes, you can start to piece together their story from the outside. Such is the case with our story today, about a man named Stephen, and a People First moment that he experienced with the team at Choice Bank in Grand Forks.
I remember, I had goosebumps on my arms.
I'd almost describe it as, a surreal experience.
That's Erica and Bobby, two of our six narrators who are part of this story. But first, we need to start at the beginning with Gina, Alicia, and Chris. These three are frontline specialists at Choice Bank's Grand Forks locations. It was Gina who first met Stephen for the first time.
He was a new customer, and what brought it to my attention was that it was a new account, opened a couple months ago. He's been with us for a little bit.
Over the next few months, Alicia and Chris recognized him as well. They learned through passing comments that he was new to the area, that he had recently moved here from the south, that he worked on a farm about 30 minutes out of town, and he usually wasn't alone.
I noticed he would always come in with his, I'm guessing it was his girlfriend, and then they also had a little one sitting in a little car seat, and it was always all three of them that came in. Usually he's cheery, happy, chatty, smiling.
Then one day, Stephen did come in alone, and something seemed different.
He started coming in just him on himself, and I could kind of tell, his, demeanor was a little bit, not as happy.
A few weeks later, they found Stephen's account covered with fraud. When they called him on the phone, he mentioned an ex-girlfriend. He said she still had his old account information. They closed the account right away and ordered him a new debit card. Stephen was nervous. He said he needed it in time to pay his phone bill. They told him it would arrive in 7 to 10 days, giving him enough time. But then, they learned the card had gotten lost in the mail.
His debit card wasn't going to get here on time, and he wasn't going to be able to pay it because they don't take cash.
The team agreed that they needed to find a way to show Stephen that they cared. They knew that things hadn't been easy, and Chris saw this as an opportunity to change that.
Chris was sitting next to me, and he was kind of like, well, this guy needs a win, and he's like, why don't we go see if we can pay his phone bill?
Gina had kind of told me the story of, what happened and how, his debit card had to be canceled and stuff like that. And it's kind of just a bad situation that started everything. And it kind of just snowballed. So we thought if we could get him a win, no matter how small it was, maybe we could get that momentum rolling the other way.
The whole team agreed that paying Stephen's phone bill was a great idea. They knew Stephen's phone provider was Cricket Wireless, so they gave them a call to explain the situation.
So if we wanted to put
Unfortunately,
it, account,
it seemed like no one could help.
And we called three different Cricket offices here, and they were like, no, we thought maybe we could get a different answer from
You could
somebody.
Get the right person that would let you do it.
And they were like, no, you need his code, you need his account number, and all this stuff.
They didn't want to call and ask Stephen for his account information and ruin the surprise, so they kept searching for other ways. Finally, one location explained that they could get prepaid Cricket Wireless cards and pay for it over the phone. The next step, head to the nearest Cricket Wireless and buy the cards. Now let's pause for a moment and step into another perspective on the story. Because in addition to the commotion around the phone bill, it was also a training day. Erica Shearholtz is the Director of Frontline Learning and Recruitment at Choice Bank. On this day, She was visiting the Grand Forks location with some new team members from Choice's recent partnership in Minnesota. It was a special day, a time to show the new employees around their Choice location and introduce them to some of Choice's core values. Little did she know, it was the perfect day to be there. Shayna and Bobby, two of the new team members, shared their perspective with us. Here's Shayna.
From my perspective, we decided to go and watch and shadow and see how things actually happen. I realized that there was a commotion going on behind us while Erica was talking to us, and we all kind of noticed and started to pay attention.
Here's Erica.
So we were training in the back, kind of tucked away in the drive-thru, and we could see into the ballroom where Chris and Gina and Alicia were all working, and we could tell they were getting frustrated about something. Like, they were, they were on the phone, picking up the phone, hanging up the phone, getting pretty frustrated with the gift card situation and that kind of thing. And finally it was just like, what's going on, guys?
Of course, our three friends were frustrated, extremely frustrated. They wanted so badly to make this happen for Steven, but it seemed they were hitting walls left and right.
We were gonna pay it over the phone and just call him and tell him that we had taken care of it. And we were on in the back for probably 15, 20 minutes, could not get it to go.
They started to brainstorm other options. They would have to give the prepaid cards to Steven in person, but how would they get them to him in time? He needed to pay his phone bill as soon as possible. They had no idea when he would come into the bank next. Mailing would take too long, and for a moment they were stumped. And then a mini miracle happened. The drive-thru buzzer rang. It was Steven.
I was like, you guys, he's here.
Steven, of course, had no idea. He was just there to take out a withdrawal.
When Alicia answered the drive-up and it was actually him, things kind of all fell into place, like almost magically, I guess you could say.
He pulled up in the drive-thru and was like, oh my goodness, he's here right now. And I think that was really the turning point where we just kind of jumped in, and now we were watching the situation unfold.
Chris slipped the Cricket wireless cards inside of the envelope. When he handed them to Steven, he smiled.
I took his cash and I gave it to him and I said, oh, by the way, we know your debit card's still not here. That's a problem. We know that you have this cell phone bill that you have to pay. Don't worry about it. Choice Financial took care of it. There's Cricket wireless cards in there for up to $70 to take care of this month's bill. He just looked up at me. He's like, man, are you serious? Like, that's awesome. That's so much more than I could have wanted.
I had a view of the customer from through his windshield, and just seeing the shock and awe on his face, and he just sat there, just kind of shell-shocked.
The two spoke for a few moments before saying goodbye. Chris clicked off the mic. The team was celebrating in the back, while Erica and the new team members watched in surprise and awe. But Steven didn't leave. And Bobby describes what happened next.
Then I saw him, reach in and push the buzzer again, and Chris turned on the microphone, and he just sat there kind of shaking his head for a second. He's like, you just have no idea how much this means to me. You've changed my life.
The team was quiet as Steven drove away. Tears welled up in Erica's eyes, and she could see Bobby and Shayna feeling the same way.
It was a momentous, minute. I remember I had goosebumps on my arms and tears in my eyes, and it was how is this happening right in front of my face?
To see his reaction, but then to hear the backstory and how tough times were for this gentleman and how much of an effect just a small gesture meant. For me, I found it pretty extraordinary.
For Erica, the training could not have gone any better.
I get to talk about Premier experiences a lot, and we had talked about it over and over with Bobby and Shayna in those days that they were here, and to be able to talk about it and then walk over and have it happen, we could not have planned that better, and for it to just happen without us planning it was just the perfect situation.
For Bobby and Shayna, They returned to Minnesota equipped with the perfect illustration of what Choice Bank's Premier experience is all about.
It was a moment that we could not have asked for. We could not have planned it better. We could not have trained it better. It was a really good opportunity for everyone to witness and be a part of that experience.
You know, it kind of inspired people to see Bobby and myself so excited about this. We are empowering them to be able to spot a situation that they feel they could give a premier experience.
You know, I was able to come back and tell all of, you know, my employees about it here, like, you know, hey, this is not only a thing that our new company does, but I actually saw it, you know, live and in action, and so it was really incredible.
It's all part of Choice's commitment to people first. It's seeing customers as people, not transactions. It's the core values, like know when to offer help, commit to your customers with undivided attention, and better the places you live. It's truly caring for each other.
They weren't just thinking about the transaction, they were thinking about the person. They very easily could have handed him his debit card and sent him on his way, but they took the opportunity to turn things around for Steven. He needed that win. Like, he needed something in his life to turn around. And like, he even still says today that that small gesture from us changed things for him. I mean, he was able to pay some more bills. He was able to take care of his kid a little bit more. And I think that's a big thing. And if we get to do more of those, we will be lucky. So,
We may never know the extent of what that small act of kindness meant for Steven. All we have is a glimpse. Sometimes, that's all we need to make someone's day a little brighter. Thanks for listening to this People First story brought to you by Choice Bank. Being people first means we're there for you in all your most significant moments. The good and the bad. It means you matter. Not just your banking, but who you are. Your family, your work, your future, even your phone bills. Come visit us at one of our locations or online at bankwithchoice.com and experience people-first banking for yourself with Choice Bank. You can also find pictures from this story or read more stories like it at bankwithchoice.com/people-first. Thanks for listening.